Good morning. These are the Gateway Virginia headlines for January 16th, 2007. These Gateway Virginia headlines are produced at the studios of WNRN in Charlottesville for the Charlottesville Podcasting Network and Media General Newspapers in Virginia. You can read more at gatewayva.com. A 5-year-old boy remains in critical condition today after a traffic accident on the Midlothian Turnpike yesterday afternoon. The Times-Dispatch reports the youth was a passenger in a Cadillac that was struck by a Ford pickup truck. The child was rushed to VCU Medical Center. State tax revenues were up 4.2% for the first half of Virginia's fiscal year, but did not meet an anticipated target. The Times-Dispatch reports the budget requires growth to be at 6.5% to pay for services and new initiatives. That could mean Governor Kane will have to scale back his spending amendments to the budget. A series of bills to regulate the spread of biosolids in Virginia has been introduced in the General Assembly. Advocacy groups have sprung up in Bedford and Campbell County to push for such legislation to stop the use of so-called sludge, which they say has a long-term negative impact on the environment. Use of biosolids is currently controlled by the Department of Health. One of the bills introduced in the Senate would move that control to the Department of Environmental Quality. An effort to have Virginia apologize for its role in the slave trade is finding opposition in the House of Delegates. That's according to an article by Bob Gibson in today's Daily Progress. Donald McEachin of Henrico County is one of two co-sponsors of an apology resolution. He says Virginia should apologize because he says its economy was built on slavery. But Delegate Frank Hargrove of Glen Allen calls the bill counterproductive and urges black Virginians to get over it. The House Rules Committee could take up the bill during its Wednesday meeting. And finally, a bill has been introduced to make the ginger gold Virginia's official state fruit. The Daily Progress reports the apple variety is native to Virginia and came about after an apple grower in Nelson County had replanted his orchard after Hurricane Camille struck. If approved, Virginia would have a total of 22 official state emblems, including a state bat, folk dance, and shell. And these have been the Gateway Virginia headlines for Tuesday, January 16th, 2007. To find out more on these stories, visit gatewayva.com. We have links to these bills on richmondsunlight.com, at our blog at sevillepodcast.com. I'm Sean Tubbs. Thanks for listening.